The question today is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove it. And that means to expose it, and that's what we're trying to do today, not to hurt anyone, but to let you know that if you're depending on something like this, you're not saved. If you're really depending on this, because you're not born again. And if I can see one person that can chunk the idols of his life and come to the Lord Jesus that he might be saved, how great it would be. It would be worth all the persecution that we'll receive over this. Now, you realize the reason it's wrong, we said, and I said I'm speaking by something I know and a type. I was never a Mason, but I was of an organization where I took oaths to an idol god. A goddess is what it amounted to. I took the handshakes. I had the passwords and those things. And we was not supposed to reveal certain things. And we actually said the motto every week. And it was so idolatrous. I didn't even know it. I was so blinded to it, I didn't even see it. So therefore, there's a lot of good men, and I put that in quotation, by this old world standard. And by the way, this is part number three of this particular part. But there's a lot of good men in which, by the world standards, that's in the Masonic Lodge and have no clue what they've even said, those oaths they took. Now, it's wrong to belong to a lodge because of the secret organization, and God said there ought not be done anything in secret. We said we studied about the part of the oaths, that's blood-curdling oaths, given at the first three degrees, and they go up even more so with the others, and therefore the oaths pretend to protect criminals, causes judges to let criminals go, and even juries to let the men go, if they're a Mason, if you please, and they're said to do it. It's wrong because it's religious. That means it's anti-Christian, it's pagan, and it's idolatry. I quoted from the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, but I want to look at page 619. I quoted last time, but let's look in page 152 here in the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. This is Dr. Mackey said this. He spoke of men, Hutchison and Oliver, I am constrained to believe, have fallen into great error in calling the Master Mason's degree a Christian institution. If Masonry were simply a Christian institution, the Muslims and the Buddhists could not conscientiously partake of its illumination, but its universality in its boast. In its language, citizens of every nation may converse. At its altars, all religion may kneel. And to every creed, every faith may subscribe. How can two walk together except they be agreed? It's not right to do that. You see, Mormons, Christian Science, the Jehovah's Witness, they quote Scripture. And just because they quote Scripture here doesn't mean it's right. The devil quotes Scripture, but that doesn't make him a Christian. They have to leave Jesus Christ out. They actually do when we deal with that. In fact, the business we find that talked about the track here, the track it spoke of here in the Christian and Secret Societies was written by a preacher, ex-chaplain of the Masonic Lodge at Wheaton, Illinois. He made this statement. He said, the name of Christ is deliberately stricken out from the scripture passage used in the rituals. Then he's made this over here in another place, he writes, we immediately see the terrible omission when we realize that the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only name in which there's salvation, Acts 4:12. Another example is found in which the other degrees, where 2 Thessalonians 3:6 is quoted, now we command you, brethren, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, not after the tradition which he received of us. That's what was said in the ritual. But the words, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, are omitted in that ritual. It originally reads, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself, and so forth. And then in the use of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, this is what the ritual says, now them that are such, we command and exhort that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Here again, the words by our Lord Jesus Christ are omitted in the ritual. So you realize something, it's a religion, if you please. It's wrong. It's not right, leaving Jesus Christ out. First time I ever encountered the Masonic Lodge or ever knew much about it, I'd been asked to join it. I'm not really asked because they don't ask you to do it, but they come close to it. But I did that before I was married, and I wasn't in business at the time. Had I been in business, I probably would have joined it because I didn't know anything about it. I didn't have a clue about it, but I had a kinfolk that more or less implied that it'd be good for me to join it, be good for business or whatever I was going to do in the days to come. But I didn't do it. I thank the Lord I didn't, but one day I was at a relative's funeral, and my wife and I were at the relative's funeral, and this was back in the early 70s, and I didn't have a whole lot of knowing what was going on about it, but I saw them with their lambskin aprons on, and they had the arches they marched under, and they had a Masonic funeral inside a Baptist church. And, oh, when I saw that and they said some things, then I began to realize that what's going, in other words, that this man, they said, is going to the big lodge in the sky. It caught my attention. I hadn't heard much that they'd said till that time, but it caught my attention. And who ever heard of the heaven being called the big lodge in the sky? So you see, the lodges are wrong because it's a religion. In fact, it's a religion to the extent that in the state of Tennessee, when I used to be there, I don't know what it is here in Kentucky, but I do know there for a fact that you had to be so many feet, a beer joint had to be so many feet from the church, and the same footage distance had to be from a Masonic lodge. They could not open a beer joint within, I think it was 2,000 feet at that time. Whatever it was, is the same for the church as it was the Masonic Lodge. In other words, it's a religion. So therefore, is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? Yes, it's wrong. Why? Because it's a secret organization. Because of the oaths that they take that are blood-curdling, if you please. Because it's a religion that doesn't lift up Christ, takes Christ out. And that's his name out. And the Bible said there's none other name under heaven given whereby men might be saved. In other words, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so therefore, it's wrong for those reasons. But it's also wrong to belong to that because you're cursed. Now, why is that? Well, because, in other words, it preaches another gospel and leaves out the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verse number 8 and 9, Paul said this to the church at Galatia, who were having problem with the gospel. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. In other words, let him go on to hell. Because there is no other gospel than what Paul preached, which was the fact of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember the lodge, they can't even use that. How in the world can they preach that gospel? And yet these people think they're going to heaven because of what the lodge stands for. But folks, I want to tell you, it's another gospel. And as a result, they're cursed. Here I'm going to read something else here to you that's found directly. I mean, it's correct in what it said. But here we find this stated here, and this is the Masonic burial services on page 10. And the conclusion of a Masonic prayer is given here. And he says, and in thy favor may we be received into thine everlasting kingdom, as supposed to represent heaven, to enjoy in union with the souls of our departed friends the just reward of a pious and a virtuous life. Amen. Folks, they're preaching a salvation of character and human works. That's another gospel. Therefore, there's a curse upon that. It damns the soul of men, is what it amounts to. Also, here we find here where it says this about this Masonic burial service adopted by the Grand Lodge of Texas in 1930, page 13 and 14. He said, this apron, and it's talking about the apron that they wear, we deposit in the grave of our brother as a reminder of our unity and service, of the common destiny that beckons us hence, of the Masonic spirit of universality that linked us as brothers, and although bearers of wealth, political power, or social prestige may have kept us temporarily apart, death, the great leveler, brings us at last to one distinction, reduces us to a common grade, makes us know that born as we are into one great brotherhood. Folks, that is a lie. There's no universality of the brotherhood of mankind. And it says, no circumstance of chance or achievement shall serve to separate us in eternity. They're preaching a lie. They're preaching another gospel. And it's not right. Also, we know when we talk about the card that they have. And in that card, I've been told this, that if that card is filled out, and in other words, and their dues are paid up, and that card is signed by whoever's got to sign it. In other words, the credentials is in order, and they're carrying that. They insinuated that if you attend the services regular or the meetings of the lodge regularly, and your dues are paid up, you're insinuated that you're going to heaven. Now, I know of men that will not go to church, but they'll not miss a lodge meeting. Folks, I want to tell you, this is another gospel. It's another way. And it's not of character. It's not of character and human works under apron in this talking about this Masonic burial service under the apron. There's the Masonic authority says, and I quote, by the lambskin, the Mason is reminded of that purity of life and rectitude of conduct, which is so essentially necessary to his gaining admission into celestial lodge above, where the supreme architect of the universe forever presides. I will tell you, God is God. He's not an architect. I know he created the heavens and the earth. But folks, I want to tell you, this is blasphemous language, like some people call today Mother Nature, call God Mother Nature. It's not right. It's cursed. And folks, this damn souls. And I know a lot of people in that and don't know that. But I'm trying to give you these things about this. And then also I want to read something else if I have time on this broadcast. If I don't, I'll finish it on the next one. But it's, this is Stephen Merritt, an undertaker. This is his testimony that he spoke of. He was later a mission superintendent and Christian editor. And he was filled, Bible says, this says he was filled with the Spirit, had an experience that ought to warn many others. He was master of the highest lodge in New York in the time of the Civil War. He says this, but I found the tendency of the whole thing evil, and only evil continually. So I protested and left. But still I paid my dues and attended funerals. I was a very dull scholar. One incident helped me open my eyes. I've always preached that there's no other name but Christ by which we can be saved. But again and again I found Masons dying without God and without hope. I was called to the bedside of one member of my lodge who was thought to be dying. He gave me the grip, that's the handshake, as I sat down by him. He said he was dying and was in great distress for his soul. I tried to have him look to Christ, but he reproached me, saying I had led him astray. I had told him in the lodge as master that the moral life was good enough. He said, you told me that when it was all right if I was an upright man and obeyed the precept of the lodge, but I'm leaning on a broken reed, and now I'm dying without God. I lay this to your charge. Worshipful master, I lean on you, and now I'm dying. Folks, it's a curse. And it's not right. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.